100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And y'all came up with a bunch of stories on the topic of sanitize. I'll go ahead and just let y'all do your story thing, and I'll be back at the end of the list of stories, and we'll keep this going. You ready? Here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Where else would I be? And my story this evening is called I Long for a Haircut. Did you hear this? I can't believe this. Someone just sanitized that merry old elf, Father Christmas, St. Nicholas, Kris Kringle, St. Nick. Caught him from behind and gave him an injection of Christmas wintergreen pine salt. Some born-again nut job in a MAGA hat. They rushed him to the local hospital. Unfortunately, he was vacationing in Georgia at the time. The ICU treated him with a mega dose of UV light. You know how hard it is to get a lamp down someone's esophagus? Just as he passed away, he said, "It was only a sniffle. Didn't have a fever." And that's it for this, and this, that, this, move thief. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. You know where you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 731, with a prompt of sanitize. Here's my story. Bilbert's phone rang. It was Linolea Amanda's number.
"What's the problem, Bilbert?"
she asked when he answered the phone. He explained what had happened with Marissa and her father.
"If it gets out that I can fly, my dad says we'll have to move away."
"Right," Linolea Amanda said. "We need to go back and sanitize the crime scene."
"Do what?"
Bilbert asked.
"You know, we need to go to the school and remove any evidence."
Bilbert couldn't believe what he was hearing.
"The only evidence was witnessed by Marissa. How are we going to sanitize that?"
"Rub her out?" Linolea Amanda asked. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Maybe I should tone down my stories? Make them less gory. Steer away from the graphic depictions of blood and guts. And tone down the horror. I know they're not everybody's cup of tea. And I don't cover the sort of topics that crop up in polite conversation. I know that sometimes, after reading one of mine, some will feel the need for a stiff drink. Or find something pleasant and uplifting to sanitize the feelings of corruption I've sown. Maybe, if I did, I could be a successful writer. But, perhaps not. It never did. Stephen King. Any harm?
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Sanitize this, sanitize that. That's all we hear these days. How about sanitizing at a larger scale? The staff sat around the oval table in the meeting room, motionless. We just have to have political courage, that's all. No one uttered a word. We start small first and see if anyone complains. A few people shifted in their chairs, the discomfort growing. If the media don't pick up on it, we go bigger. It will save money too. The silence was overwhelming. Okay, then, it's decided. We'll start next week. They started with the old and the lonely. No one noticed. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
Tora Rosino here with a story on the word sanitize. It's such a bother having visitors. I feel it necessary to sanitize my place by clearing away piles of clothes, washing the dishes, vacuuming the floors. Then hide the sex toys, unless it's that sort of visit. Clear the web browser history. Turn off embarrassing notifications from eBay. The sigils warding my portal to the dark realms can't be erased, of course, so I have to cast an invisibility spell over them, which is tricky because the demons still have to be able to see them. At least social distancing means I won't need to do that for the duration.
Good morning, as we folks around these parts say. I'm Richard. This is my story on the topic sanitize, and it's called OCD. I used to sanitize everything. OCD is like that. I'd wash my hands countless times a day until they were raw and red, wipe down door handles, avoid putting cutlery down on any surface, and wipe down anything I was likely to come into contact with. Outside the home, I'd wear gloves, avoid public transport, and never shake hands or hug friends. But now I don't do any of that. I'm not cured of OCD. It's just that everybody else in the world is now doing the washing hands, wiping down, and social distancing thing. So I don't have to. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When you make pancakes with chocolate chip smiley faces. When you lay out his favorite clothes for the day. When you wash his teddy bear separately so it doesn't stink of fabric softener and fragrant detergent. When you dump the water out of the tire swing so it doesn't breed mosquitoes or get his pants wet. When you take the ugly sweater out of the gift box from Aunt Myrtle and replace it with a video game console. Hope that he remembers these days. The good days, the special days. And not the ones when you were drinking all day.
And there you have it. A bunch of y'all's stories on the topic of sanitize. Amazingly, they're all 100 words long. I wonder how that happened. If you'd like to see the text of the stories, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see the text of the stories, the links to people's sites, an archive of almost 15 years of stories, and the topic for the next weekly challenge. I won't give away the surprise, but it's a pick two. I'll see y'all next week, Well, actually, I'll see you all tomorrow. I'm doing my usual daily stories, and then we'll be back with yours. You got time. But, you know, if 1 week isn't enough, go back through the archives, pick a topic, one that you've missed. Give it a shot. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.